This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. Lyft says it plans to launch Mobileye robo-taxis as soon as next year. The announcement comes just a couple of weeks after Tesla announced plans to introduce its own robo-taxi service, starting in Austin in June. So Natalie, what do we know about what Lyft wants to provide?
Yes. So Lyft announced today that they'll be launching driverless cars with the tech vendor Mobileye in Dallas as soon as 2026. And they'll be working with a Tokyo-based fleet owner, Marubeni Corp, to offer those rides on their platform.
Now, here in San Francisco, we got so used to seeing robo-taxis all over the place. Why do you think both Lyft and Tesla are starting service in Texas as opposed to somewhere like San Francisco?
Yeah, and so relatively speaking, in Texas, there's less regulation on autonomous vehicles, which are favorable for these companies that are still testing the market.
Wow. But so they just feel like they have like more autonomy there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Something that San Francisco will keep in mind. Now, last year, Lyft announced a partnership with May Mobility. That's a company that works on self-driving technology. What can you tell us about that project?
Yes, so May Mobility is a Toyota-backed startup, and starting this year, their Toyota Sienna cars will be available on the Lyft platform. Well, we don't know what the exact date is yet, but last year, Lyft said it's going to happen sometime this year.
Okay, so they are expanding, where this technology is available. You know, I wondered whether or not self-driving taxis are popular in places like Texas, and whether or not it is going to be hard for Lyft to follow Waymo and presumably Tesla into that market. Is it going to be popular or hard for them to make up ground?
Yeah, so this is all really a start of something, and it's an experiment to test consumer appetite. Uber is also offering Waymo rides soon in Austin, Texas as well, in next month. So this is really a test case for whether consumers will prefer this over a human driver's ride.
I can't keep up. And so you know, who has the driverless taxis and who has the regular people driving behind there? Do you think that people are going to prefer the self-driving taxis instead of like a regular Lyft with a driver?
I think from the company's perspective, it's eventually they just want to meet where the customers are. So whether it's, you know, a car pulls up with or without a driver, they want to be, the companies want to be able to win over a customer's business.
Now, if you call a Lyft, you'll know whether or not it's a driverless taxi or whether it's a person, right?
I don't know the exact user interface yet, since it's still, you know, in the works. But let's take a look at Uber's example. They are letting riders you know, offer their preference. So like you can, there's a switch where you can turn on saying, I would prefer autonomous rides. And so that would increase your chances of being matched with an autonomous vehicle.
Okay, well that makes sense, but you know, because that's not a surprise then, or somebody shows up, I'm like, no, I want a driver.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, these autonomous vehicles are still limited, so it's not like they can definitely cover all the demand that people have, especially during peak hours. So that's where like this hybrid vision of these companies come in. Like they want human drivers as well as driverless vehicles to be able to cover demand at all times.
And how soon do we think we'll see this?
So for Lyft, their rider deal with Mabel Mobility might start this year, and their partnership with Mobileye will start as soon as 2026.
So the expectations that there's going to be a lot of demand or a lot of these robo-taxis tooling around Texas.
Yes, indeed. And with Uber, Waymo deal coming in March as well, we'll definitely see more this year.
Natalie, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.